The White River National Forest in western Colorado uses a variety of methods to manage its 2.3 million acres, whether that's pickup trucks, all-terrain vehicles, or drones. But there's one tried and true method of getting around the wilderness that the Forest Service still relies on: horses and mules. Recently, workers got some training in the saddle. Carolyn Lands reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
In his leather fringe chaps, cowboy hat and boots, and a sharp-looking neck kerchief, Crosby Davidson looks like the textbook example of a Western cowboy.
I can't get enough of horses and mules, so I'll tolerate the trail work in order to be able to be around horses and mules.
Davidson is the trails and wilderness manager for the Shoshone National Forest in Wyoming. Today, he's at a county fairgrounds in Colorado, hosting a three-day clinic to help White River National Forest employees get experience riding. His co-instructor is three-year-old Slim, who is literally champing at the bit to get the day started.
I really like Slim. Slim's very curious. He's very willing. He's always willing to try to get the job done, and he's one of the good ones for sure.
Slim hasn't had very many riders. Today is a learning experience for him too, to get adjusted to being around lots of different people. He's pretty comfortable in the indoor arena, mostly used by the local 4-H club. Once he's more experienced, he'll do a variety of work, like hauling heavy loads in and out of wilderness areas, or he'll help folks like recreation specialist Trish Barrier.
A lot of our areas are off trails or off roads, so getting out to kind of see how the public's using our public lands outside of, you know, our designated systems.
Barrier often hikes 10 miles or more a day, so getting comfortable on horseback will make those days a lot easier. Now she's practicing getting the halter on her horse, Nathan. She and the other students have to be able to get the saddle on and get their reins in position before they can mount their horses.
That rein, and then ask him harder if you need to, or firmly if you need to. Hand low and out to the side.
Barrier says it's been a two-way street getting to know each other.
To really have them respect you and to, you know, ask them, and then you sometimes have to demand them to do things, but that they ultimately want to work.
Barrier is now part of a very long tradition of horseback riding in the Forest Service, one that dates back to the agency's beginnings in the early 20th century.
Rangers at the time used to have ranger stations one day's ride away from each other for their district.
That's Curtis Keach, a ranger here to help out and observe.
And so they would have one horse and one pack horse and pack all their gear for a week, all their food and everything, and ride from ranger station to patrol their district and cover their ground.
Keach and his employees work in a remote section of the White River, so they have to be just as handy with the horse as the professional hunting and fishing guides that do business there, and, of course, the ranchers who have grazing permits.
We have a lot of cattle grazing and sheep grazing, and to go out and ride their allotments with them, it's an important part of the job.
Scott Woodall is the rangeland program manager for the forest. He says pretty much everyone who works there will have to get on a horse at some point.
We have geologists and botanists and wildlife biologists and fisheries biologists and hydrologists and geologists and rangeland ecologists. And we all use these animals to get up to that high country.
And whether a horse is hauling lumber to build a bridge or carrying supplies for a three-day drop camp for field work, Crosby Davidson wants his students to recognize and understand them as valuable co-workers.
Get a horse to where he's wanting to do exactly what I'm wanting to do, and we're both kind of working in partnership to get a job done.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caroline Yanez.
This story was produced with help from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps. It's supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.